delays in Florida. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A computer system issue, which has since been resolved, according to the FAA, has led to massive domino effect delays as people try to make their way to airports in Florida as we wrap up the holidays.
The FAA confirms to Fox News that a computer system known as ERAM, En Route Automation Modernization, the system that regulates the flow of traffic into Florida, is at the center of all of this. The issue caused the radar link outage and forced a nationwide ground stop of all planes headed to and from Florida. Now, that ground stop has since been lifted, but there is a lot of traffic up in the sky. So the FAA has slowed the number of flights that enter into Florida airspace so airports can better manage the congestion.
Fox's Charles Watson. This says the Senate is pushing to pass an airline passenger bill of rights.
The numbers of cancellations and delays has risen by 63%. One out of every four flights in America in 2022, one out of every four was canceled or delayed.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal, the measure would ensure airlines provide passengers with fair compensation, refunds, and other forms of recourse in the case of flight delays that are caused by an airline. Democrat Katie Hobbs has been sworn in as Arizona's governor.
Hobbs succeeding Republican Doug Ducey, who served two terms, making her the first Democrat to hold the position since Janet Napolitano, who took office in 2009. An inauguration ceremony is set for Thursday. Hobbs, Arizona's outgoing Secretary of State, narrowly defeating Republican Carrie Lake in November, a former TV anchor endorsed by former President Trump.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the Sheriff's Department in the Florida Keys, says over the last several days, at least 500 migrants have landed in what he calls a crisis. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fans of Jeremy Renner expressing well wishes after he suffered a serious injury.
Fans took to Twitter as new details emerged over actor Jeremy Renner's injuries, which caused him to lose a serious amount of blood. TMZ reporting that Renner was plowing the road about a quarter of a mile from his Tahoe home after a massive New Year's Eve storm when the machine called the Snowcat accidentally ran over one of Jeremy's legs. He was losing a lot of blood from the injury. He is currently in critical but stable condition. One person on Twitter wrote, "I am asking prayer warriors to pray for Jeremy Renner." Another wrote, "Keeping Jeremy Renner in our thoughts with the hashtag of his Marvel character, Hawkeye forever." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Thousands of mourners have begun paying respects to soccer legend Pele in his hometown of Santos, where his coffin was placed on the field at Villa Milmiro Stadium. His funeral is set for Thursday. The slate's been wiped clean for thousands of people in Connecticut with cannabis convictions.
Thousands of convictions of low-level cannabis possession have been cleared from the records of Connecticut residents as part of a 2021 cannabis legalization bill signed by Governor Ned Lamont. As of yesterday, the records were fully or partially erased using an automated erasure method. Other record erasures under the state's so-called clean slate law will begin in the second half of the year. Those eligible for clean slate include people who have not had any other criminal convictions for at least 7 years, have completed sentences for all crimes they were convicted of, and meet other requirements under the laws. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Queen guitarist Brian May is now a knight. He was honored as part of the UK's annual New Year's honors list. May, who's also an astrophysicist, was among hundreds of artists, community leaders, and athletes recognized on the first list signed off on by King Charles III. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.